Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East MIA Center, imemc.org, for Thursday, September 14th, 2006. One Palestinian was killed in the latest Israeli invasion of southern Gaza, while in the West Bank, the army has continued to take prisoners and attack residents' houses. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Early Thursday morning, dozens of tanks and armored vehicles rolled into Gaza, south of Sufa Crossing, killing one man and damaging a number of homes, eyewitnesses reported. Iyad Abu Moore, 28, was killed by multiple gunshot wounds from Israeli gunfire and was dead before he reached the hospital. He was not identified as a resistance fighter, but as a civilian. No resistance was noted against the Israeli invasion, local sources reported. The death of Abu Moore adds to over 250 Palestinians, including 55 children, who have been killed since June in the ongoing military offensive in the Gaza Strip, codenamed Operation Summer Rain.
The families of those killed have no way of seeking justice or compensation for the deaths of their loved ones, as Palestinians have no rights in Israeli courts. Israeli forces remain in the area, having occupied at least 5 Palestinian homes, converting them into military bases, to monitor Palestinian activists on the ground. Snipers are present on each of the occupied rooftops, and the families who own the homes have each been forced into one room under gunpoint. Israeli forces frequently occupy Palestinian homes during the invasions and turn them into military bases either temporarily or permanently. The families whose homes are occupied have no legal recourse to take against the Israeli army.
The Israeli army took 8 prisoners from the West Bank city of Bethlehem, among them 2 officials on Thursday. Troops and army jeeps stormed the city from the western side at dawn, then moved to the city centre where they conducted a wide-scale search campaign. The detainees were known as Hassan Safi, 49, the director of the Islamic Waqf in the city, Saleh Shoka, 43, a Bethlehem Municipality Council member, Ahmed Al-Sharuf, 58, Nada Zawarha, 44, Muhammad Al-Ramlawi, 28, and Walid Al-Bustaji, 24. All were taken to unknown locations. Later during the day, Ghassan Hermas, a lecturer of Al-Quds Open University, was taken prisoner by Israeli troops from his house located in the city of Bethlehem. Soldiers invaded Jamal Abu Nasser neighborhood in the city, broke into the house of Hermas, and searched it before taking him prisoner. On Thursday afternoon, Iyad Habib, 33, was taken prisoner by Israeli forces that invaded the town of Doha, west of Bethlehem. Troops invaded the town, surrounded an internet cafe shop, and then took Habib to an unknown location.
Meanwhile, Ibrahim Naghnira, 25, was taken prisoner by invading Israeli troops in the West Bank city of Jenin on Thursday at dawn. More than 20 army vehicles and troops stormed the city and conducted a wide-scale search campaign of residents' houses and ransacked their belongings before taking Naghnira to unknown location. Local sources reported that Naghnira is a member of the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, and has been on the Israeli army wanted list for 2 years. Also on Thursday morning, Israeli soldiers attacked and ransacked scores of houses in the West Bank city of Hebron. In addition to this, troops also stormed and ransacked houses in the nearby villages of Halhul, Al-Dahriya, and Tafuha. In addition to this, an Israeli army plane dropped paratroopers near Beit Arish village south of Hebron. Finally, the Israeli army invaded the village of Marda, north of the West Bank city of Salfit, on Thursday. Troops attacked and ransacked several houses, causing a state of panic among children, eyewitnesses reported.
Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today of the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org, brought to you by James Brown,
Dina Awad,
and Ghassan Benoura.